imperfection and impermanence. Imperfection because these lines are uncontrolled and irregular, and impermanence because, of course, the ice will melt. And those two concepts are just as fundamental to Japanese art as the classical Greek-Roman ideas of beauty and perfection are to European art. So this is Occhio incorporating European ideas into his art, but in ways that are in keeping with Japanese philosophy and Japanese tastes. This synthesis of East and West was only possible because of the tiny trading bottleneck between Japan and Holland. Yet from the Dutch point of view, it was just one of many global trading partnerships. It gave the tiny Dutch Republic an influence that was way out of proportion with its size. Dutch merchants grew rich supplying their clients abroad and back home with goods they wanted, as well as with new and exotic goods they hadn't even known they wanted.
At the very center of this vast intercontinental network of trading bases and this web of shipping routes lay the city of Amsterdam. In the Dutch Golden Age of the 17th century, Amsterdam was one enormous market. Everything and anything was being bought and sold here. When the French philosopher Descartes arrived in the 1630s, he described it as a city where all of the commodities and all of the curiosities that one could wish for could be bought. So whereas the Japanese had tried to block out the wider world, their Dutch trading partners couldn't get enough of it.
In Amsterdam, the Republic's wealthy merchants built their grand canal-side villas and filled them with the fruits of global trade.